Today's share is Masechta Sanhedrin, Da Beis. We begin the Masechta Beis or Hashem Yisbarach. The Masechta we now begin to learn, the Masechta Sanhedrin, which primarily discusses the court system that exists in Klal Yisrael. As our Mishnah will teach us, there were a number of different types of courts. There was a court of 70 people, a court of 23, that's the first court is the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, the next is Sanhedrin Ketana. A regular Beis Din has three members. As we will learn, there are situations where there are different numbers in the Beis Din. There's a mitzvah say to have batei dinim and klal Yisrael. As the pasuk says, shoyftim v'shoytrim, titin l'cha, b'chol sharecha, asher Hashem elokecha, noisen l'och, we have to have Shoyftim v'shoytrim. Tosfos teaches us that Masechta Sanhedrin is specifically placed after Masechta Bava Kamba Metziah Bava Basra, where we learned the very many halachas dinei mamonos, different situations that could come up, obligations, litigations, situation of gezeila, halva, where Beis Din has to get involved. So most appropriately, after we learned these three Masechtas, our Gemara now begins to teach us the halachas of the Beis Din system. Certainly, the Rishonim teaches that every city had to have, in Eretz Yisrael had to have Dayanim. What the din is in Chutz Laretz, some are of the opinion, some Rishonim say that not every city had to have a Beis Din, but every province had to have. Others say that there's no obligation at all to have batei dinim and chutz laretz. Darach HaShulchan indicates that even if we'll say there is no obligation to have batei dinim, 23 member batei dinim, etc. in chutz laretz, there certainly is an obligation to have in chutz laretz, says Darach HaShulchan. The batei dinim, the three-member batei din that we are now learning, the three-member beis din is what's used to paskin dinei mamonos, financial din tiris, which certainly come up in chutz laretz. Furthermore, the beis din is appointed by the community of people who have smicha. And when we speak about smicha, we don't speak about the smicha that we're familiar with nowadays, which is really ordination, which is just a degree indicating that the person has mastered learning the various halacha subjects. But smicha represents a unbroken chain of smicha, of people who received smicha back from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Such appointment to the court is made by the community. Any appointment made by the government to be a member of Beis Din, the Chasam Sofer and all other Paiskim indicate, is invalid. The Chasam Sofer says certainly regarding the appointment of members of a Beis Din, we cannot apply the concept of Dina de Machusadina. This has nothing to do with government rule. This has to do with who should and shouldn't be on the court. And that is only left up to the Jewish community. Moreover, the Chasam Sofer says that a dayan who was appointed to this position by the secular officials and paskin shilas and takes a salary for paskining, for being on the Beis Din, is no more than a ganef. He has no right to take that money. It's also interesting to note that the Shar Metzion Balocha points out that we know the pasuk says, "V'hoyi amunas itacha choisin shuas chokma v'das." That the pasuk is teaching us. The Gemara says in Masechta Brachos the various Sisha Sidrei Mishnah, how they are divided, and Seidin Nezikin is called Yeshuas. Why is Seder Nezikin called Yeshuas? So he explains, and the Mefarshim explain, on a number of levels. One level is Yeshuas, that a person needs Yeshuas, he needs Siyata Deshmaya, that he not be hurt, and that his money not be unjustifiably taken away from him. But we also have a concept of Yeshua for the Sanhedrin, that we are now beginning to learn the concept of the Beis Din and the Sanhedrin. And everybody needs Yeshuas, that the Beis Din should have the proper siyata, the shmaya, to paskin the questions that come to them properly. Not only do they need that very important siyata, the shmaya, but as the Mefarshim point out, there's a difference in words between the word Yeshua and the word Ezra. The word Yeshua represents somebody who can manage on his own. He's starting to be able to manage, but he needs Ezra. He needs some help. Whereas Yeshua means much more than that. What Yeshua means is that the person on his own completely cannot accomplish anything. He needs Siyata Deshmaya. And a Beis Din, and really all of us, so much need Siyata Deshmaya as we begin learning our Masechta, that we should have Siyata Deshmaya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us learn the Masechta correctly with a Geshmak. Says the Mishnah, Dine Mamonis B'Shloisha, mandatory cases are judged by three Dayanim. Gzeilus V'Chavolos, Gzeilus is if somebody steals from someone else. Chavolos is if somebody does damage to someone else. Interesting pshat from Tosfos. The Tosfos says Gzeilus V'Chavolos refers to a situation where there was a gzeila that took place through damage. That means that if two individuals are in the dispute and one individual during the dispute hits the other individual and he steals from him, so gzeilus v'chavolos are combined. The Ran and other Rishonim have difficulty understanding that pshat, and they understand that gzeilus represents any situation where somebody takes something from someone else that doesn't belong to him, and chavolos represents any situation where one himself or anybody or anything that he owns causes damage to someone else. Nezek, chatzi nezek, we know under certain times when someone's animal does damage to someone else, you pay nezek. Certain times you pay chatzi nezek. Teshlume kefel, v'teshlume abo v'chamisha. Teshlume kefel is in a situation where somebody steals from somebody else, even though it's interesting to point out that Rashi, when he speaks about Teshlume Kefil, does not speak about a situation where somebody actually had a case where something was stolen from him, but rather it refers to a situation, says Rashi, where Shomer claims that an item that he was watching was stolen from him, and afterwards it turns out that he himself had kept it. And the Sefer Sanhedrin Kintana explains, why does Rashi speak about this, that the Chiv then is to pay Kefil. And the Sefer Sanhedrin Kintana explains, why does Rashi choose this case? Why doesn't Rashi speak about the simpler case? So he explains, because in the case where there's a claim of Geneva, in a case where somebody steals from someone else, without the Kefil requirement, there's a requirement for a Beis Din that I should get back the item that was stolen from me. But in the case of the Shomer, when somebody claims that what he was watching was stolen, for the actual item, there is no special Din Torah. Because if I have the item, I certainly have to return it. Rather, what is the purpose of the Din Torah? The Din Torah is, am I lying and I'm obligated to pay kefil, or am I not lying and not obligated to pay kefil? Teshlume kefil, teshlume above chamisha. Above chamisha, we know the Torah tells us that if somebody steals the axe or the sheep and lamb of someone else, and he either sells it or slaughters it, so if it's a sheep and a lamb, he has to pay four times the value of the animal. And if it's an ax, he has to pay five times of the alamo. All these cases, the dentara takes place b'shloisha, in front of three dayonim. Ha'oinus. Ha'oinus means if somebody violates a woman, mafata, somebody seduces a woman, v'maitzi shemra, if somebody is maitzi shemra. Maitzi shemra means the following, that if a man marries a woman who was supposed to be a psula, and it turns out he comes and claims to Beis Din that she was not a psula, such a dentira, that the Torah says that if it turns out that the man was lying, that she was indeed a psula, the halacha is that he has to pay a knas, he has to pay 100 shekel knas fine, and v'loy siya l'isha, he has to take her and keep her as his wife. Says the Mishnah that ha'oynes v'amata v'moitzi shemra, all of these dentiras are b'shloisha divrei Rameya, is the opinion of Rameya. Whereas v'chachamayim, the opinion of the chachamim is moitzi shemra b'esrim v'shloisha. Moitzi shemra dentira should take place in a court, in a Sanhedrin Ketan, in a court of 23 members, neshesh b'din in the fashas, because there's a capital element to this kind of dentira. So if it turns out that indeed this woman, while she was mureses, which we know the Torah considers a woman who's mureses as a woman who is an Eishes Ish. So if this woman, while she was mureses, indeed had an adulterous relationship, the halacha is that such a woman would be mechuyev skila, mechuyev to be killed. And because of that, this case could easily turn into being a capital case where a Beis Din of 23 is required. What is the machloikis between Ramey and the Chachamim? So the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos explains as follows. Ramey is of the opinion that we begin the Dentira as a situation of a monetary situation, as a non-capital offense. And therefore, a Beis Din of 3 is adequate. However, if it turns out to be a situation of a capital offense, meaning if it turns out that indeed she might have had this adulterous relationship, so then we'll have the dentira take place, we'll bring more dayonim to bring 23 dayonim into the case. Whereas the opinion of the Chachamim is that that's an unacceptable situation to start with, to take three and then end up bringing more dayonim, because that sort of says people will assume that there was something wrong with the original Beis Din, that they had to be replaced. And therefore, since the potential exists that this dentira will require 23 member Beis Din, say the Chachamim, from the outset we should take a 23 member Beis Din. Makos, if there's a dentira that involves that the person may have be mechuyev makis b'shloisha, that there should be three dayonim. Mishum Rav Shmuel Amru, in the name of Rav Shmuel, they said b'esrim b'shloisha, it should be 23. The Paiskim and Mefarshim point out that even though we have in our Mishnah machloitas tanoim, how many member Beis Din are used for a dentira that revolves makos, that's only regarding the actual dentira. But when it comes to discuss the administering of the makos, there everybody agrees that it's enough just to have three dayonim administer the makos. Ibra Chodesh. We know that the Jewish month is actually a lunar cycle of 29 and a half days. However, there are no months that are 29 and a half days. Certain months are 29 days long, and certain months are 30 days long. And Beis Din determined if it should be a 29 or 30 day month by Edim coming and saying when they saw the new moon. Says the Mishnah that Ibra Chodesh, such a Beis Din requires three members. The Rambam, however, says, who are qualified to be members of this Beis Din? Either individuals who have smicha, or people who received special permission to be involved in such dentiras. And the Mefarshim explain that based on this Rambam, the Avdei Nezer says this in the Tshuvas, we could understand why the system of Ibur Achoidish continued even after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, for as long as there was a Nasi in Klal Yisrael, and that Nasi gave somebody permission to paskin questions of Ibra Chodesh, they could be involved in such a, they could be involved in such a Din Torah. Only after the Nasi, there was no longer a Nasi in Klal Yisrael, and the system changed, where we have a set calendar in Klal Yisrael, it was set by Shmuel HaKotan, that remains in effect forever when the different months are and the different years are. Ibra Hashanah, similarly, certain years had to be made into a leap year. Here too, says the Mishnah, Ibra Hashanah is b'shloisha. A bezin of three is appointed to deal with such a situation. Divrei Remeya, that is the opinion of Remeya. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer, b'shloisha maschilin, we begin with a bezin of three, and if those three individuals see that there is reason to perhaps make the year into a leap year, we continue b'chamisha nois v'noisnin, we have a bezin of five who deliberate, and afterwards with Goimrim, and it's actually finalized b'shiva with seven dayonim. The numbers 3, 5, and 7 in Mitzvah Shem, the significance of those numbers, we will Mitzvah Shem discuss, the Gemara will explain. V'megamer b'gimel muberes. If they have three dayonim, it's fine. Machlaikis Rishonim, how to understand V'megamer b'gimel muberes. Most Rishonim explain V'megamer b'gimel muberes means that even though we just learned you're supposed to have the system of 3, 5, and 7 dayonim, the Mishnah is teaching us that b'di'evit, if you had three dayonim to clear the year, an ibi year, it would be acceptable. However, I did see some Rishonim that explain as follows. We just said that the system is you start with three, then you go to five, and then you go to seven. Say these Rishonim, that if when you sat down with the three dayonim, all three dayonim agreed that certainly this year should remain into a leap year, no question about it, then there's no need to go through the whole system, and those three dayonim should immediately declare the year as a leap year. Smichas Sekeinim, the Torah speaks about a parasha of Par Helim Dovish Otzibur. And most of Klal Yisrael transgressed an Aveira because of an erroneous decision by Bezdin. The halacha is that they brought a Par Helim Dovish Otzibur as a carbon. And the halacha is that whenever a carbon is brought, smicha, you have to do smicha on the carbon. As the pasuk says, "Som chuzikne eda as yedeyem aroish hapar." Our Mishnah is teaching us that three dayonim do that smicha. The Rambam says that smicha sekeinim means that the smicha that we spoke about earlier in our shir, that smicha was done with in appointing somebody to be a dayan, it should be done by three dayanim. However, the Sefer Magalis Hayom says that it's not that the Rambam is disagreeing with the first pshat that we said. Everybody, as we'll see in the Gemara, agrees that smicha zakenim means the smicha on the carbon. The question is that the Rambam holds it also includes smicha to be a dayan. Varifas Eglo. The Torah tells us a parasha of a corpse is found between two cities, and we don't know who murdered this corpse, so we measure which city is closest to that corpse, and there's an egla rufa where we decapitate the head of a calf procedure that goes through that. For the act, and explain to Rishonim, for the actual arifas egla, the Torah says that you bring all the ziknei year. Here we're talking about for the measuring procedure to determine which city is closer or further. That's b'shloisha with three dayanim. Divrei Reb Shimon, the opinion of Reb Shimon. However, Reb Yehuda Omer, b'chamisha we use five dayanim. Chalitza, we know that if somebody, Rechman Tzlan, dies without children, his wife is a candidate for Yibam. If the brother-in-law refuses to do Yibam, then Chalitza is done. V'miyunim. The Torah says that a father has a right to marry off his daughter as long as she is a ketana. That right is limited to a father. However, if a girl has no father, or even if a girl has a father who already married her off once and she got divorced, such a girl is called a yesoima b'chaye ho'av, that the halacha is that the father no longer has that ability to marry off. Such a girl has the right to be mamayin. Mamayin means to annul the marriage. She goes to Bezdin as long as she's not yet a gedola, and she can make miyun. Teaches us the Mishnah that the miyun is done b'shloisha with three dayanim. Very interesting question that the Mefarshim discuss based on this Mishnah. The question is, how many members of Bezdin are needed to do a get? Actually, and this is one of the ways the Mefarshim connect our Masechta with Masechta Bava Basra that we just finished. And then the Masechta Bava Basra, we learned about a situation of Rav Huna, who was the son of Moshe ben Atzri. And there was a discussion about a suggestion that he give a get to his wife so that she could be able to collect a ksuba. And the Gemara said, but doesn't a get have to be given in a bezdin? So Gemara said, Otta called the Megarish, the Beidina the Megarish. And there are two ways of learning that Gemara. We learned both ways. One way of learning it is, Otta called the Megarish, the Beidina Megarish, does a get require a bezdin? According to that understanding, the Gemara there is teaching us that a get doesn't require a bezdin. But there's another girs in the Gemara. Otta called Megarish, the Beidina Rabba Megarish. Does everybody who gets divorced get divorced in a chosh of a bezdin? But it seems that a bezdin is required. So that Gemara is really not indicative. What is the halacha? Is a bezdin required or not? So Noidav Yehuda, so the Mefarshim Noidav Yehuda B'Kvega try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. On one hand, we could bring a raya from our Mishnah that a bezdin is not required. Because our Mishnah says specifically, Hachalitza v'hamiyunim require a bezdin ashloisha, seemingly indicating that a get doesn't require a bezdin of shloisha. But on the other hand, the Noida Behuda points out that we look into Rashi. Rashi says, why does a miyun require a bezdin of shloisha? Because kol the tikkun rabbanon came the raisa tikkun, which seems to mean that just like a get requires three, so too did Chazal say that a mean requires three. This seems to indicate that a bezdin is required for a get. The Ram Shif says that the Noida Behuda's raya is not a raya. Because the Ram Shif says that when Rashi says that the reason Mion requires three is not because he's comparing it to bezdin, but because we're comparing it to chalitza, which chalitza requires a bezdin. Chalitza certainly requires a bezdin of three, and therefore he says that a get doesn't require a bezdin. The Chasam Sofer makes a very interesting distinction. He says where Bezdin says that a get must be given, that has to be given in front of three dayanim. But a regular type of get doesn't require a Bezdin of three. Hag net revai, or maisa shenish ein dom of yiduim b'shloisha. Maisa shenish ein dom of yiduim means that we notice a din of maisa sheni, the person in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle has to separate maisa sheni. And that Maisa Sheni is from all fruit. And sometimes you have fruit doesn't really have easily appraised. Rotten fruit, for example. So B'Shloisha, we still have three Dayanim. Netaravai means that the first 3 years that a fruit is, grows from the tree, it's orla. It may not be eaten. The fourth year, the fruit is Netaravai, which is treated like Maisa Sheni. And now the Rishonim debate, how do we understand the din of Neter Vai B'Shloisha? Some Rishonim say that the words Ish'ein Dom of Yiduim apply to Netaravai too. That if we have fruit that's Netaravai, that we can't easily appraise its value, there we need three Dayanim. But if it's easily appraised, it won't be different than Maisim. The halacha will be that you don't need three Dayanim. One person alone can make that appraisal. However, I did see that some Rishonim that say that Netaravai, the word she'ain dam of Yeduim, don't apply to Netaravai. By Netaravai, the halacha is always you need three Dayanim. Why? I saw two pshatim. One pshat is, here we have a person that had a tree. 3 years he hasn't been able to eat from any fruit from the tree. The fourth year finally comes and he can eat from that tree. So certainly he's very anxious and we're concerned that in his great desire to eat from that fruit he won't appraise it properly. That's why I take a bezin of shloisha. Another pshat is that when we appraise the value of the Netaravai, if somebody wants to redeem his Netaravai, we have to also take into consideration his expenses that he had in the Netaravai. And because of that, the halacha is that Netaravai should always be applied with three people. Hagdashis. Hagdash should also always be done. Evaluating how much something its hegdish is worth to redeem it should be done b'shloisha. Ho'erchin hamatatlin, meaning as follows: the Torah teaches us that every person, based on his age and his gender, has a value. That's very identifiable. But if we are magdish something that's a matatlin and we want to evaluate it, how much is owed to Hegdish? B'shloisha. We have to have three people. Yudaymer, Echemen Koyin, one of the three must be a Koyin. V'kakos, and if we're coming to appraise the value of land that was made Hegdish, the halacha teaches us that you have to have tish of a Koyin. 9 and a Koyin. V'adam, similarly, if somebody is Magdish, his value, and we want to figure out how much is his value, Da'aloch is kiyotz behen, we need to have an appraisal of 10. 9 and a koyin. So the Mefarsh, the Rishonim Taisus asked the obvious question, as we will be learning in Mitzvah Shem at great length, we can never have an even numbered bezdin. So how can we have here 9 plus a koyin equaling 10? So the Rishonim, the Rashba answers that this din, that we need these 10 members, is a special halacha. It's not a halacha in Beis Din. It's a special din that we need 10 members. In fact, the Turi Evin says that the regular rules of Beis Din don't apply. He says that all 10 people have to agree, according to the Turi Evin, on that appraisal. There's no rule of majority here. I saw a fascinating Cheshek Shloima. The Cheshek Shloima considers that maybe the person who's a Kohen doesn't have to be a man, it could even be a female. Because even though, of course, a woman is disqualified from being a Dayan and a Beis Din, this is, as the Rashba says, not a Din and Beis Din. There's a new Din. You have to have a Kohen. And a Kohenis is also considered a Kohen. The Sfasemis disagrees. The Sfasemis says, certainly here too, like in all situations, we follow Roiv, we follow the majority. But then we come back to Tosafos' question, what happens if there's a deadlock? 10 members, 5 and 5. Says Zayde Mefarshim that according to the Sfasemis' understanding, if there's a deadlock, the Kayin, the 10th member, the Kayin, gets the vote to be a tiebreaker. Din in the Farshis, the capital cases have Esav Shloisha, a court of 23. Haroiva Vanirva, if an animal was sodomized or sodomized a person, you need a Beis Din Esrim v'shloisha. Shenema, because the Torah says v'arakto isha isha v'esa behema, the Torah says v'oimer v'esa behema taroiga. So just like the woman is killed, a capital case we just said is 23 members, so too the animal. Shor haniskel, if an animal killed a person, that the halach is that that animal must be killed. Be'esim v'shloisha. We need a bezin of 23. Shenemar hashor yusokel v'gam bo'av yumas. K'misas balim, kach misas hashor. The same din that applies to the owner is to the shor. The owner needs a bezin of 23, so to the shor. Even though, as the Rishonim point out, there are differences. The owners, if a person is killed, it becomes Bezdin's obligation to kill him. Whereas if an animal is killed, its owner is the one to kill it. Another interesting question that I saw that the Mefarshim discussed. The Gemara just said that a Roiv of a Nirva is with a Bezdin of 23. What would be the halacha if the animal was owned by a Goy and he was a Roiv or a Nirva to a Jewish person? Will the Bezdin require 20, will we need a Bezdin of 23 or 1? Furthermore, the Mefarshim point out that there's a fundamental difference between the Din of Shor HaNiskel and the Din of Roiv HaVenirva. Because the question is, why does the Mishnah have to mention both cases? A Roiv HaVenirva is killed because a person did an Aveira through it. But not that the animal itself necessarily initiated something wrong. Whereas the Shor HaNiskel is killed because it initiated doing something wrong. Hazev Vari, a wolf or a lion. Hadoiva Nemer, a bear, a leopard. Habardalis, we'll discuss with the Gemara, some say it's a skunk, Vanochash, a snake. Misosun Be'esmer Shloisha, a put to death by a court of 23. We don't wait for Bezdin. Whoever gets to kill them first should kill him. And again, the Gemara will point out what is the difference between the opinion of Tanna Kamma and Bekiva. Ain't done unless a shevet. If an entire shevet has to be judged, Mashah says it doesn't mean that specifically a shevet. It could even be Rubah shall shevet, most of the shevet, because the halacha is Rubah Kekula. V'lois Navi a Sheker. V'lois Kayan Godel. Ela pi Bezdin shall Shem Vechad. Here we need to have the Sanhedrin, which has in it 70 members. And a fascinating Ramban. The Ramban speaks about the number 70. What is so unique and significant about the number 70? Says the Ramban, as we know, the Torah speaks about Shivim Umayis Olam, 70 nations of the world. Again, what does that number 70 represent? So he says the number 70 represents 70 different perspectives, 70 different types of personalities. 70 umas oil means the 70 different types of people that exist in the world. And what we're learning here is that to a Bezdin we need to bring all different perspectives towards the din. We don't go out to a discretionary war. Here too the Rishonim discuss. Rashi says, what is not a Melchemes Rishus? So Rashi says, the capturing, when Yeshua went to conquer Eretz Yisrael, that wasn't considered a Melchemes Rishus. Certainly, the Rishonim indicate that if there's a war of self-defense, that our enemies are attacking us, that's also not considered a Melchemes Rishus. We don't need to wait for Sanhedrin. Furthermore, the Rambam says that Melchemes Amalek is not considered a Mechemes Rishos. And in fact, I saw the Mefarshim that indicate that Mechemes Amalek, not only is it not considered Mechemes Rishos, that we don't need Bezdin's authorization, but furthermore, Mechemes Amalek, we just have to go and hold battle as fierce as possible immediately. Whereas in the capture of Eretz Yisrael, even though it doesn't need Bezdin's permission, we do need Bezdin and to tell us at what rate how we should actually conduct this war, because obviously we can't capture all of Eretz Yisrael in one time. It has to be done with a plan. We don't enlarge in Yerushalayim or the Azaris of the Beis Hamikdash, Ela pi Bezdin shel Shem Vechad, only with a court of 71. Ask Tosfos that the halacha is that beside the Gemara, the Sefer Shavuos teaches us, besides needing the Sanhedrin, we also need a Melech and a Navi and Urim and Tumim to enlarge in Yerushalayim the Azaris. So why doesn't our Mishnah mention that? So Tosfos answers that our Mishnah is only speaking about Sanhedrin, what the Sanhedrin is required to. We're not speaking about anything else. The Chasam Sofer says a beautiful teretz. that Samsaifa says as follows. He says, it's clear that all of these conditions are absolutely mandatory. Why? Because when the Mishkan and the Midbar was erected, they didn't yet have a Melech and a Navi and Ur V'Tumim, yet they erected the Mishkan. Says the Samsaifa, so we see there are two concepts. There's a concept of making this place Kadosh, that you need only a Sanhedrin. And now there's a concept that if somebody goes in there, Rachman Otzlan, Betumah, that is Chayiv Koris. For that you need that the other conditions should have been fulfilled. But to obtain the basic Kedusha, all you need is a Sanhedrin, and that's what our Mishnah is referring to. Ein Oisin Sanhedrius L'Shvatim. We don't appoint Sanhedrin for the Shvatim. LLP Bezin Shishim V'Echad, only through a Bezin of 71. There's a Machloikis Rishonim, exactly what was the process. Rashi says that the Bezin HaGadol Sanhedrin went out to the different cities and appointed Batei Dinim, the 23 Sanhedrin members, Sanhedrin Ketanim. Drama says just the opposite, that the Shvatim would come to the Sanhedrin. And the Magolis Hayom explains what happened was that the Sanhedrin Gedoyla would appoint one main Bezdin for each Shevet, and then that Bezdin would appoint the Batei Dinim for each of the cities in that Shevet. Ein Oisim Ir Hanidachas. Ir Hanidachas is a city, if most of the city worshipped Avodah Zarah. Ella Alpi Bezdin Shishim Ve'echad. The Michetz Chinuch, however, explains what happened was that actually the Sanhedrin Ketana, the 23 members Sanhedrin in that Shevet, paskened if that city was a Ir Hanidachas, and then they came to for validation, for confirmation, to the Sanhedrin Gedoyel in Yerushalayim. Other Rishonim disagree. The Ramban says that the entire process took place by the Sanhedrin Gedoyel in the Lishkas HaGozes. Furthermore, teaches us the Mishnah, Ein Oisin Ir Nidachas B'Sfar. We don't make a border city into Ir Nidachas. V'loi Sholosh. We don't make three cities next to each other into Ir Nidachas. Avol Oisin Achas Oshtayim. One or two cities can be made, even though they're neighboring cities, into Ir Nidachas. Sanhedrin Gedoyel Oisin Shoshim Ve'echad. There were 71 members of the Sanhedrin Gedoyel. V'Ktana and the Sanhedrin Ktana had Esim V'Shloisha. Says the Mishnah, Menayin LeGedoyel Shishishim Ve'echad. How do we know there are 71 members to the Sanhedrin Gedoyel? Shnema, as the pasuk says, Isvili Shivim Ish Mezikne Yisrael, or Moshe Al Gabeim. Moshe was on top of them, so 70 plus Moshe is 71. Yehudai Meshivim, there were only 70 members, and the Moshe, the person on top, is not considered, as we'll discuss with Shem later in Amasechta, necessarily a member, and therefore there's only 70 members to the Sanhedrin. How do we know that Sanhedrin Ketana has 23 members? Shnema, the pasuk says regarding the court, v'shaftu eida v'tzilu eida. You need to have eida shafetis. You have to have a group that's considered an eida for conviction. The eida, and you have to have a group that's considered an eida for matzels, for acquittal. So since an eida is 10, eida shafetis v'eida matzels. 10 plus 10 equal 20. Ask the Gemara Menayin L'Eidah Sheyisara, and from where do we know that an Eidah is considered 10? Shenema, as the Pasuk says regarding the Meraglim, Ad Masai L'Eidah HaRoah HaZois. The Torah speaks about the Eidah HaRoah HaZois. There were 12 Meraglim, but Yotzi Yeshuva Kolev, we exclude Yeshuva Kolev who did not participate, so we have 10. So we already have, understand how we have 20 members to the Sanhedrin Gedoyel Tana. Menayin L'Havi Oid Shloisha. How do we know that we have to have another three? Says the Gemara, Mimashim Shenemar, L'siyah Achel Rabim L'Rois. We shouldn't follow the majority for conviction. Shenayani, which seems to say, Eyimam L'Toiva, that we do follow for acquittal. Imke Nomel Nema Achel Rabim L'Hatis. What does the Torah say, Achel Rabim L'Hatis? We already know that the pasuk says that we should follow the majority for acquittal. To teach us, the way we acquit and the way we convict are not the same. If there's a majority of one for acquittal, we acquit. However, at Yosk L'Raw, when it comes to conviction, we have to have a Pishnayim, a majority of two. So that's how we have a count of 22. So we should have 20, a conviction of two. However, since there's Alocha, Ve'ein Bezdin Ale Shakel, we can't have an even numbered Bezdin. Mesifron Leim Ed Echad, we add one more, Harei Kan Es Rishloisha, we have 23 Dayanim. Ask the Rishonim the obvious question. But if we have a 23 member Bezdin, we could still have a situation that there'll be 12 voting for conviction, 11 voting for acquittal, and we just said that a majority of one is not enough for conviction. What do we do? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that we go back, we tell them to go back until we get the right number. Another pshat is that we add more dayonim, we keep until we get to proper proper verdict. The Kami Iyabi'iyab at Teruil Sanhedrin. How many members must live in a city that we should appoint the 23 members Sanhedrin? Mei Vestrim, 120. We'll see in the Gemara the source for it. Nechem Yama, Masayim Vesholosh, 230. Keneged Sari Asaris. We know the Torah and Parashat Shisroi teaches us about Sari Asaris. Each person was appointed over 10 people. So if you have 23 people, each is at least a sari asaris, at least important to over 10 people, 23 times 10 equal 230. Our Mishnah began with the words Dire Mamnis Gzeilis B'Shloisha, Gzeilis Chavolis B'Shloisha. Ask the Gemara, Ata Gzeilis V'Chavolis, Are Gzeilis V'Chavolis not instances of Didi Mominus, Ot of Exalus of Chavolus, Lav Didi Mominus Nanu. So how do we understand the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Amar Avua. The way to understand the Mishnah is Mahain Ktani. The Mishnah is to be understood like this. Mahain Didi Mominus. What are the Didi Mominus that require a Bezdin of three? Exalus for Chavolus. When we have thefts or injury. Ava Hadas Velvas. Situation of admission. And where somebody admits that he owns a loan, or havos means you have Adam that actually sought a loan, loy, we don't need a bezdin of three. That's Rashi's preferred shot. Either that we have Adam that sought a loan, or Adam saw that I admitted that I owed the loan. Rashi then also says a different pshat that is nafkamin if he was admitted that he owns the entire loan or he was only a maid of a mixus, but Rashi prefers the first pshat. Ask the Gemara, why do we have to have both clauses to teach us the same concept that gzeilas v'chavolas require bezin of shloisha, but not haidos v'avos? Ditanim minimamis, if the Mishnah would have just said the word dinimamis, havamina, I would think that even Hadas Vavos require a Bezdin of three. That's why Tanak Zeilus for Chavolus, to teach us that Zeilus for Chavolus that three requires three. V Tanak Zeilus for Chavolus, if the Mishnah would have only taught us the words Zeilus for Chavolus, for like Tani Dine Mamas and not say the words Dine Mamas, who have a Mina, we would perhaps think, the what did I feel Hadas Vavos? Hadas Vavos also require a Bezdin of three. By the Tani, Gzeilus v'Chavolus, why did the Mishnah speak about Gzeilus v'Chavolus? Mishum de Ikel Gimel de Ksivi, because where does the Torah teach us the need for three Dayanim? But Gzeilus v'Chavolus Ksivi, in the parashas of Gzeilus v'Chavolus. Gzeilus, how do we know that a three-judge court is required for Gzeilus? The Ksiv, the Nikra of Balabayas Elohim, and the Torah says it three times. So we see that you need three dayanim. Chavolos, how do we know that we need three dayanim by chavolos? Because there's a concept. Mali chavo begufoi, mali chavo bememoino. So if by mammon, if I did you bodily damage, if I did you financial damage, I need three, because I stole from you. The same as if I did you bodily damage. Actually, Tosis says the Gemara really should have said Mali Chava B'Moinai, Mali Chava B'Gufa. The reason the Gemara uses the words Mali Chava B'Gufa, even though Chava B'Moinai is what we know needs to be, and we only know Chava B'Gufa from Chava B'Moinai, says Tysus, because the word Chavala is more appropriate regarding bodily damage than financially damage. That's why Tana Mayin Dein Mamnis, the Mishnah says to specifically Dina Mamnis and teaches us Mahin Dina Mamnis, Gzeilz v'chavolos, specifically Gzeilz v'chavolos, Aval Hadas v'avos loy, Hadas v'avos don't require three dayanim, there, as we will learn, perhaps even one dayan is enough.